you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Petey, you missed a great game early in the show. You identify the college by the three or four letter, whatever they put on the crawl.
Ooh.
You only get three letters, and you have to identify what W-O-U is. Any idea? I will give you this.
It's as fun as it was earlier, I could tell.
It's a 1AA team.
Oh, come on.
And they are playing this weekend. Otherwise, this game's going to take forever.
Yeah, it will.
In fact, don't give them that hint.
Yeah, man. I got nothing.
Either do
Westminster.
We. Yes. The dog show. They got a college, right?
Yes.
They have a football team, right?
Westminster Kennel.
No, there was a. It was funny because I.
Washburn?
Ooh, Washburn.
Oh.
No, it'd be Western Oregon.
University.
Yeah, Oregon. Yeah, that was too easy.
A powerhouse.
Yeah, duh.
I didn't even know there was a Western Oregon. I really
easy.
Didn't.
Duh.
I knew it was Oregon State. Yeah. I didn't know there was a Western Oregon.
I lived
Oregon.
There, and I had to be reminded there was a Western Oregon University.
So I clicked on.
They have a football program.
We'll do this. Let's do this at 8 o'clock, because that's where we're going to do the sports.
You know what we can do later?
What?
Is airport codes.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, the end of travel season's coming up.
I think the football one might work a little better than that.
But I like the airport code one, too.
Right.
Take you to HON or whatever. Yeah.
No 1AA airport codes.
Nope. No. Just major airports.
Division 1.
It's got to be like in the top 50
Sioux
in the country.
Sioux City sucks.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's the best one.
That's the obvious one.
And they fought to get rid of that.
They did?
Yeah.
It's
SUX. And there was actually a campaign for the FAA to get rid of the word sucks. And they said, Sioux City sucks. By the way, they can hear us. I'm kidding you, obviously.
Babies, man.
I know.
It's your airport code.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to guess there are any number
was
of
Cummings
people.
Was Cummings there last night?
Yeah. Who fly in there.
He didn't do it last night, okay.
Just so they can
know. Oh, in Sioux City.
Yeah, did Cummings do the Hard Rock last night?
Oh, no.
A lot of times
do I think people with way too much money to fly into Sioux City just to get the tag that says SUX? Bring as many bags as possible and collect your SUX stickers.
I want to meet the person that led that charge.
That was a true story. They didn't like the word
suck. We've
ran
the numbers, and it there's a negative impact on tourism. just general feelings about our community.
And you know what? A lot of green bean farms up there, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not getting sucked into that one.
In Iowa.
I'm going to find one.
In Iowa.
I'm going to find. Hey, like, in Iowa. A green bean farm in Iowa. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
I'm going to find one, too.
I know you are.
I'm going to find. Like, there's one green bean plant in that state. Yeah. Like, ha! Right here. Yeah, Iwegians.
Next time you're in Des Moines at the Bone.
I'm taking it on stage.
Yeah, do that. It's a good bit.
We are celebrating the last day of International Peace Month.
Oh, you waited at the end of...
Waited. That's not really the right term, and it turned out that way.
All right.
Well, it did not turn out that way from my recollection.
No, it did not.
Nevertheless, two women dressed as nuns allegedly tried to rob a bank in Tannersville, Pennsylvania. One of them demanded money from a teller while the other nun waited by the door.
Well, first of all, how do you dress like a nun nowadays? Because they don't wear habits anymore, so they weren't walking in there with big penguin ears, were
they? Each woman was wearing a black nun's
not with
habit
a wing.
And veil.
Really?
Huh?
Yeah.
With a white wimple.
Old school nun.
Covering her hair and part of her face.
Okay.
The wing one is like Mother Superior.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. I think no, they can fly, obviously, from the old show. But you have a relative as a nun, right, Puss, on your wife's side?
My wife had, she had two aunts that were nuns. One is gone now, but there's still one living, yeah.
And they lived like an old school cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they didn't rob banks on the side.
Well, yeah.
What did these ladies rob?
They tried to rob a bank, didn't get any
yeah,
money.
They were not nuns. They were just dressed like nuns. Yeah.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh. We don't.
Because they have not yet been busted. But we assume that they were just dressed like nuns.
How to get a nun pregnant? Call Puss. He'll tell you. Can't tell you the end of that joke.
You'll be disappointed.
Yeah. No, you won't. It's a great joke, man.
It is a great joke, but everybody goes, I die.
Dads in America are getting older. A study published by the journal Human Reproduction.
Damn right they're getting older.
Shows the average age of a father to a newborn baby nowadays is just under 31 years old.
No, I beat that. Okay,
back in 72, the average dad was 27 years old.
What was it even further back than that?
Less.
Yeah.
14. It was 14 back in the day.
My dad was...
Let me do that, Greg?
My dad was a dad at 16. My dad was a dad at 16.
At first, I thought that was kind of a duh story. Yeah, my dad gets older every year.
Yeah, it didn't sound right.
But first-time dads.
Right.
First-time dads,
the age
yes.
is going up and up. Yeah.
It is.
Good.
So you're saying back in the day, it was less.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It used to be younger.
Now, you got to subscribe to several different news services and stat-type things to get that kind of data, yes. right?
Sometimes, yes.
Just sometimes.
That is true.
Yeah. And we still don't believe it half the time.
Disneyland Paris says that they're sorry after a British boy was not allowed to take part in the Princess for a Day experience.
Why not? Because, you know, we talked about Disney World. And I remember my daughter was real young, and she was a princess that day. You know, you dress like a princess, and you hang out with the princess. The guy wanted to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they thought...
Someone wrote back and said, no, that's not for boys.
It's obviously for this boy.
And so the mom came out and said, hey, what's up with that? And then Disney said, no. It's all good. It's all good. That was just one person who said that.
Yeah.
That was not right.
Right.
Bring the boy in. We'll make him a princess.
that stuck to the table.
Yeah. Say it again and lick your lips.
Yeah, that is stuck to the table. I'm sure how I
that's what
that.
They said, basically.
Well, yeah.
You think in France, come of all places.
Yeah. Well, it took one freak to say no, and then they made a big story out of it.
Just
you think they overcompensated with that kid on the... Princessing him up.
Oh, yeah.
They shaved his legs.
How old was the kid?
Three.
Okay.
They didn't have to.
Shaved the peach fuzz off his legs. He was three.
Yeah, we're not going to discriminate. Just prance that future homo right in here.
All right.
We'll make him a princess.
Or maybe.
That stuck to the table.
Maybe it was mom. Maybe the kid didn't want to be a princess. His parents wanted to be a prince.
No, the kid wants to be a prince.
Obviously.
I thought it might have been more mom or dad projecting.
Right. No. The kid is a Frozen super fan who dresses up like Princess Elsa almost every day.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right. Facepalm and dad.
That's it right there.
Not that he cares what the kid, as long as the kid's happy, but at this point he's probably thinking, oh man,
already.
Yeah. That's it. Oh, he wants to be a princess.
Oh man,
now I got at three exactly
for... already.
Yeah, maybe he'll grow out of it.
No,
maybe he'll grow out of it and he'll just make fun on the radio. You want to be a princess? Yeah, I know, dad, shut up.
that'll become his nickname.
Oh, yeah. He becomes some big stud who bangs chicks and plays football.
Called princess.
And he call him princess.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about a story, I want to be a princess. Yeah.
No, I've heard any number of stories of dads who have daughters, and they're probably in first or second grade, and there's a boy that comes over and likes to play dolls with him.
Yeah. That does happen. This is three, though.
Let me tell you how that story usually ends.
But this is three, though. Three is really, really young, you know. I know what you're talking about. I've seen that. Seven-year-olds, eight-year-olds, that kind of stuff. Yeah, but three.
Yeah, three, you don't know.
You don't know. You don't know.
Well, if the kid knows that early, maybe he'll just grow up to be the king of all gays. I mean, you know,
he might not even be homosexual. He might just want to be a princess.
Is that an official office?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure.
It was.
It is a monarchy, I think.
Bush abdicated the throne a couple weeks ago. That's why it's open.
Would Coach Harp stand behind the boy who wanted to be a princess?
I stand behind any boy who pursues his dream.
Thank you, Ken. That's from the email. TNT is TNTRadioEmpire.com.
People love Dick Harp.
Oh, he's a motivator.
Greg Warren.
He is.
Greg Warren.
He's an open-minded man.
Right. Will be at a loony bin in Wichita tonight through Sunday, actually. He's actually in Omaha with us in the studio. That's why you heard Dick Harp right there.
But a young man wants to dress up as a princess. Well, that's fine. As long as when he gets on the court, he wears the required uniform.
That's right. That's right.
The required uniform. That's right. And the high top Converse.
Well, Dick Harp's boys play by the rules.
That's right. I saw a story yesterday that pissed me off because it was one of those the hair police. It was a kid really wanted to go to kindergarten somewhere. And his hair is about as long as my son's is. My son is obviously almost 13. And the school said, no, you can't come to school. They were long hair. And I just hate the hair police. You know, I grew up during the hair police. And you'd think people get over that in 2017.
Yeah.
You know, the 70s, there was hair police. When people had long hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a pain in the ass. And my hair wasn't even that long. My son's is really long. And he loves it really long. And he plays sports. It's cool looking hair. I'm thinking, wear it while you got it.
Wear it while you got it.
But they don't give him any crap. This kid couldn't go to kindergarten because he had long hair.
Kindergarten.
Tuck his hair up under his hat.
Yeah.
Man.
Went in to ask him why. Right. Thank you. Signs. So, yeah. I mean, it's just kindergarten. And they said, oh, it disrupts the student. What? Because the boy likes to wear long hair.
Were you a long hair in high school?
Not like it is now.
Yeah.
No, probably a little shorter because even then, when I played football, you had a football helmet all the time. But when I played baseball in high school, my baseball coach told me to get my hair cut all the time. And I would just say, yeah, I got a cut. But it wasn't even long. If you look back now, it wasn't that long. Hmm. Not compared to my son's, which is like halfway down his back.
I had like a shoulder rule.
But the funny thing was, my hair was just as long for football, but when you had a helmet on, nobody could tell. You know, you didn't take any crap from Coach Guff. I mean, excuse me, Coach Harp.
Coach Guff.
No.
That's his brother. One of his top assistants, Coach Guff.
But when I read about the hair police, it just drives me crazy. Because it's 2017. Man. I understand people's hair's going back and it's shorter now for a lot of kids, but it fluctuates. You'll still see long hairs. How many times you watch football games, especially linemen? These guys are college linemen. Hair down past their shoulders, you know?
In all styles.
Yeah, going to need you to cut those dreadlocks off to come to kindergarten.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
The braids. Right. Do I have this correct? According to Facebook, today, August 31st, is the birthday of one Greg Warren.
Yes.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks, man.
We got you nothing.
Didn't know it was your birthday, man.
No, good to see you guys, man. That's all.
Wouldn't have known it at all if it weren't for Facebook.
Yep.
All right. Yeah,
see birthday. That Facebook? Treasure trove of information.
Yes, it is. But well you know what? Greg has to volunteer that information. A lot of people don't put their birthdays on Facebook just because so they don't attract the attention.
Go see him. You know what his best birthday present would be? Go see Greg at the Looney Bin.
There you go.
All night, man.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Surprise me.
Make it the best birthday ever.
Aww.
And don't yell Dick Harp too much. He's got other material that's really funny.
He has material that's good.
You can see him all over TV as much as you want.
Yeah, I know, but he'll still do your other material. hell with Flutie Flute guy. Let's do Dick Harp.
Dick Harp stands behind the boys in the band just like Dick Harp stands behind his own boys. The college experience is a diverse experience for all of our boys. Some boys enjoy certain things. Other boys enjoy other things.
Dick Harp's pretty progressive, though.
Yeah,
you ever think
is.
About that? He's
yeah.
actually he's old school, but kind of progressive.
He's an live and let live. Yeah, open-minded guy.
As long as you wear the required uniform.
That's right. Show up on time, wear the required uniform. And
show up on time, you require you wear the required uniform.
And
I knew Dr. Naismith, and he said nothing about how long a boy's hair should be. He said you put two peach baskets up at opposite ends of the court, and you try to put the ball in those peach baskets.
Right. But also be gentlemen when it comes to ladies, right? You got to be gentlemen.
You be gentlemen all the time right. when it comes to ladies or men.
And after the game, you want to watch movies about figure skating, that's fine with you.
Some of my boys worked in the off season doing some figure skating. It's good cardiovascular activity.
It is good for you.
Well, something else for you to do when you go to the Smithsonian in D.C. Apparently three blocks from Smithsonian exhibits is the future Museum of the Bible.
Pass.
Museum is designed.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to hit that. It just sounds boring, actually.
Oh, come now. The museum is designed to provide literal interpretations of the Old and New Testaments.
Literal.
Using ancient artifacts and examples of ways the Holy Book has influenced the modern world.
Is this similar to your creation museum?
Everyone is welcome, whether you believe in the Bible or not, among the museum's relics.
Because I don't object
Bibles
to that.
Bibles that belong to celebrities, including Babe Ruth and Elvis Presley.
But you can't have, like, the Creation Museum in and amongst real museums.
No.
Like the Smithsonian.
Exactly.
So there's got to be some reality to this.
Yeah, is that what the literal
not just
means?
Some freak who says, it's 6,000 years old.
There right. has to be a reasonable way to debunk the Smithsonian Institute.
You mean the fossils and stuff?
Yeah, you're right.
Air and Space. I've been.
Come on.
The Air and Space Museum is all crap.
Yeah.
All crap. I don't believe any of those exhibits.
The morons at the Smithsonian need to be taught. Need to be set straight.
Is that what this is about?
Yeah. Is this a private thing or is this also involved with the United States?
Well,
museum.
You said it's on the mall.
Oh, it's private. It's private.
It's three blocks from the Smithsonian exhibits.
So it's not on the mall.
No.
Right.
It's the don't believe all that stuff over there museum. That's what it is. When you visit the fossils, come here and we'll tell you the truth museum. Right?
Yes.
That's what that's about. All right, great. So,
you sure, that's one way of thinking about things. No. Let us tell you about another way.
Yeah, there's other things to see in D.C.
I wonder if they're going to suck you in there with like free cookies or whatever.
Maybe, but
like the Scientology people.
Well, what's going to happen? People are going to go to D.C. and not go see the follow. We're going to go see this one. Yeah, but Dad,
there's history.
Yeah,
there's art.
Get
there's
in here, princess.
Air and space. Natural history.
All right.
No.
There's Archie Bunker's chair.
That's right. Well, that's the TV one, yeah.
Science is now suggesting.
Prove it.
I think that's the Museum of American History.
Boo.
Boo science. Boo. We are living in that time period.
We are.
We joked about this before. We didn't boo science when Todd and I were in school. And you too, Craig. You're older.
No.
Yeah. Nobody booed science.
We didn't. Science is suggesting that women have greater muscle endurance than men.
I've always heard that women will eventually beat men in long-distance running. I don't know if that was a story I read years ago. That's one thing that women will eventually beat men in. It hasn't happened yet, but they think their bodies are built eventually to beat men in long-distance running.
That makes sense.
But
according to this new study recently published in the journal Applied Physiology, Nutrition, and Metabolism, study researchers asked men and women to perform an exercise. The guys were only faster and more powerful at first, but they tired out faster than the females, which makes sense since women tend to feel less tired than men after endurance activities like ultra trail running.
How about sex? Guys fall asleep immediately. Girls usually awake.
Well, that may not have to do with endurance.
That's well, depending on
that
how you do it.
That may have to do with something, you know. That may just have to do with, I'm tired now.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. But guys fall asleep and women stay awake, man.
The findings suggest that women can outlast men by a wide margin.
In trail running?
Ultra trail running. Even though men tend to finish faster, women tend to feel less tired than men after endurance activities.
And that article
like
sounds
ultra
true.
Trail running.
Yeah.
Well, okay. He did a story the other day about Farrah Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who obviously has a lot of endurance, but so much so that she had to get shimmed up.
Right.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, she did.
I'll tell you where you want to watch for what women can do better than dudes is throw a softball underhand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter plays softball, and I've been watching it for years, and I can't believe, because now she's playing high school ball, I can't believe how quick these girls are throwing the ball. And I'm in the yard trying to throw the ball underhand. Girl.
Do you do the wind-up thing?
Try to, and the ball doesn't, it just throws it straight in the air. I mean, you can't do it.
No.
My son has a great arm. He tries to throw the ball underhand, like his sister. Nothing.
I was talking to
some. It's amazing. It's because they just, I don't know how they do that.
And they're closer.
Now, I know there are some men that grow up to become fast pitch softball guys, but in general, men can't do that.
No.
No.
And they're closer to the mound is closer.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible.
It's a lot of times.
I was talking to somebody because softball averages are lower than baseball averages.
Yes, they are.
It's so hard to hit
those they
things.
Are.
Yeah. It's the equivalent, from what I've read, of like a major league fastball coming
it
at
is.
You.
It is. You're that close.
Yeah.
Because and it moves, too. They throw those risers.
I just don't know how they do it. Try to throw a softball real fast underhand.
Well, that's
practice. Just a matter of practice.
No, I know, but we don't ever learn that. I understand that's probably part of it, but
that's a lot of it.
I still think that they're better at it.
And it's actually a more natural motion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is.
That's why those girls pitch 2-3 straight games. Yeah.
Yes, the fastest pitch ever recorded is an underhanded pitch.
Yep. Is it really?
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because you can throw it faster.
Yep.
I can do the wind-up thing.
But when you let go of the ball, though.
Yeah, that's where it gets
straight up.
Yeah. You should go straight up or right
into the ground.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem. But I can get my arm going, though.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
You have to throw it overhand in Major League Baseball.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Well, do you?
Well, no, because the guys throw sidearms.
Yeah, they throw submarine. Those submarine stuff.
Yeah. Pitchers.
You don't legally have to. You're not going to get it. It's a lot further to throw.
No, no. Let's say a guy got good throwing it underhand. Is that legal in Major League Baseball?
Probably, but the fact is it's so much further away. I don't think you can pick up the speed. One of the reasons the speed's big in softball is you're right on top
right
of it.
You're probably right, but Craig said the fastest ball ever thrown.
At least at one point. I don't know if that's still true.
So the running chicks, they're going to pass us in that, right?
Well, if you're lucky.
Eventually.
Boy, that guy that does try that is going to take some heat on the way up.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
The underhanded guy.
Well, they don't even shoot free throws that way.
That's the kid, that princess kid.
He's destined. He's destined, man.
All comes back around right there, the princess kid.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.